Hello and welcome to Grad Next Audio, brought to you by Study Trust, Van Schaik Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. These podcasts go with a booklet called Grad Next, which is available to download for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Grad Next was created to help you cross the gap between being a student and being a working adult. It consists of four sections: knowing yourself, finding the opportunities, the practicalities of getting a job, and finally, being a working adult. This is another episode of Section 2, Finding the Opportunities. Today, we take the road less traveled, entrepreneurship. I've used a number of personal stories in this episode. Some of the people I met when I interviewed them for the website changeexchange.co.za, sponsored by insurance firm BrightRock. Others come from the UCT Career Services Excellent 2019 Guide. So let's start off with a question. What makes an entrepreneur? Some people are born entrepreneurs. They start acting like it long before they know there's a word to describe it. Rap artist Slicker, or Siyabonga Mtan, borrowed money from a family friend when he was barely 15 to build a studio in his parents' backyard and start recording himself and his friends. His tapes sold enough to pay back the loan. Nsaku Magiba was still at school when he started selling baked goods and washing cars in his neighborhood. Before even finishing his engineering degree, he founded Jonga, providing low-cost security systems in townships. Aisha Pandor, co-founder of app-based networking company Sweep South, obtained a business qualification at the same time as finishing her doctorate in genetics because she knew she wanted to get into business. Is that true of you? Have you always found ways to earn money, selling anything from your mother's cookies to your own time and labor? That's one of the signs of a natural-born entrepreneur. What's more, you think out of the box and you have the drive to make things happen. You also need other personality traits. In episode 2, we talked about mapping yourself. You may want to go back to that. Entrepreneurs have to be able to live with insecurity, not getting a salary every month, ready to carry the responsibility for all the elements of the business, willing to live on as little as possible in order to invest in their business, and willing to work much harder than the average employee. The list of personality traits is probably much longer, but that will do as a baseline. Now, a second question. What is the right product or service? A business does not survive because it offers a product or a service. It survives because there are customers who want that product or that service and are willing and able to pay for it. Tabelo Tibs Motswane started what would become the Show Love Events and Marketing Company because he wanted hip-hop parties for himself and his mates. He knew there was a market because he was part of it. The same is true of rapper Slicker, Siyamitan. Aisha Pandor and her husband needed a stand-in domestic worker during the holidays. They came up with Sweep South, which works more or less like Uber, to address the need of thousands of people who will pay for cleaning and housekeeping, and thousands of workers who need to earn money. Nsaku Magiba, founder of Jonga Security, realized people need affordable security in poorer communities when his aunt and five of her neighbors were robbed on the same evening. He says an entrepreneur has to, quote, identify a real-world problem and understand it by speaking to the deeply affected people. Design your product to be a solution to people's needs. The next point is consider your skills. Aisha Pandor's husband and business partner, Alan Ribich, is a software developer. He has the technical know-how for Sweep South, and she has the business skills. Nsaku Magiba has a BSc Engineering Mechatronics degree. He and his colleagues have the skills to build the systems, which then became Jonga. TV chef and author of two award-winning cookbooks, Zola Nene, worked in restaurants in England for 2 years, peeling vegetables and washing dishes to understand the business. Then she did a 3-year course at the Institute for Culinary Arts. She learnt her craft before venturing out on her own. Think about your skills and your interests. What do you do better than most other people? Can you find a way to sharpen those skills so that when you start on your own, you are even more sure of yourself and of your product? Now, number four, build a team. No one has all the skills to run every aspect of a business. Link up with people who are good at the things you struggle with and, if possible, who have more experience than you have. Some of these people can end up being your business partners. Also, perhaps find older people to serve as an informal circle of advisors. Ask them to give you an hour a month to talk about your business and help you see where you're going, mistakes you're making, possibilities you may be missing. And then lastly, find some startup capital. You will need money for your living expenses, such as rent and food, as well as the initial costs of running the business. You may be lucky enough to have parents who can provide that. That is startup capital in itself. Otherwise, you have to find a way to earn some money while setting up your business. Spend a certain number of hours a week working as a waiter or handyman or script editor to pay your way, and every other waking hour building your dream. Think about whether you can lay your hands on some cash. Is there something you can sell, like a video game, a pair of soccer boots, good clothes that no longer fit? Will the proverbial crazy uncle, someone who loves you and who has enough money to spend some of it on you, give you an interest-free loan? Think laterally. If possible, start small. Invest what you can afford to lose, perhaps only your time. If you want to start a catering business, convince someone in your network to pay you to cook for a smallish group of guests. That way, you can test your skill, the market reaction, and your delivery methods and find the snags. If you're good, one of the guests may be your next client. In summary, just start. Try something. If it works, keep doing it. If it doesn't, stop and try something else, or the same thing in a different way. You will make mistakes. You will fail. Rethink it and try again. That's how babies learn to walk. That was episode 9 of Grad Next Audio, completing our section on finding the opportunities. Next time, we move on to the practicalities of getting a job, starting with how to write a CV. Please join us again. You can also download the text for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Goodbye, until next time.